This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And boy, we're getting close to our big event, the Catholic Radio big event. Our dinner coming up October 2nd. Going to be a really fun evening. We're going to have Archbishop Thompson there as our speaker. And we've got a live auction. We're going to have live music, too. Some live music.
Are you bringing your banjo, Jim?
No, I had a banjo once. I really did have a banjo once.
I didn't know that.
But I think my banjo was possessed because it had music in it. It would come out for other people, but it wouldn't not for me at all. But that's another story.
Okay, back to the dinner. Sorry.
October 2nd, Northside Knights of Columbus Hall, 71st in Keystone. And you can sign up on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can just call us here at the station, 317-870-8400. Tickets are $65 a person or $450 for a table of eight. Going to be a great event. We'd really like to have a great showing there because our guest is the Archbishop, and the Archbishop's a fan of Catholic Radio, but we would just like to reinforce the positive image that he has of Catholic Radio. So the more people that show up, the better it's going to be. So if you can round up a table, that would be really good. But you can get a ticket at CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or 317-870-8400.
Well, Jim, we've got a full studio today, and we've got some really cool guests. We have Larry Kunkel, Jim Recastner, of the Knights of Columbus, and we have Jenny Hubbard, of the director and also a nurse of the Women's Care Center of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Hello. Thank you. Good morning.
And our topic is cars and babies, and I would love to know what that is and how you guys came up with that idea.
Well, one of our knights, fellow knights, had seen a fundraiser for another organization through Crew Car Wash, and he started asking some questions. And it turns out that Crew will, for any not-for-profit organization, schedule a month where you can sell Crew Car Washes, and the organization gets to keep 50% of the proceeds.
That's a lot.
That's
really big. That's
a pretty good deal. But it gets even better. All right. So we were looking at how to support our Knights of Columbus Ultrasound Fund. Over the years, the Knights of Columbus as an organization worldwide has donated 900 ultrasound machines to crisis pregnancy centers, and including about 30 here in the state of Indiana.
Oh, that's really awesome. 900?
900, and again, 30 here. But our problem here in Indiana is that our ultrasound fund was depleted. Mm. So we needed to raise some funds.
Sure.
And we thought, well, we could use the Crew Car Wash fundraising program. And,
sure.
And we talked with them, and they approved us for a fundraiser.
Wow. Okay.
Now, for the ultrasounds, if local Knights of Columbus organizations raise money for an ultrasound machine, the headquarters, the Supreme Council, will match our what the funds that we've raised dollar for dollar. So
that's pretty amazing, actually.
It really is.
And so people are probably thinking, okay, so it's a car wash, and it goes to benefit the fund is for an ultrasound fund, and it's to benefit the Women's Care Center of Indianapolis. Correct? Is that correct, Jenny?
That is correct.
Now tell us a little bit about the Women's Care Center of Indianapolis and how long you've been around, and maybe what you do for maybe people who aren't aware of what you do.
Sure. So the Women's Care Center has actually been around for about 35 years. We started up on the Notre Dame campus in South Bend, but we've only been in Indianapolis for going on 4 years this November. And we are the number one busiest pregnancy center, certainly in the state of Indiana, possibly in the country. We are doing more pregnancy tests than anybody I know. This past year alone, we've served over 3,000 women who have made over 8,000 visits to our center. So we're busy.
And it's where are you guys located, too?
We're located right on the corner of 86th and Georgetown on the northwest side of Indianapolis.
And I've not been inside, but from the outside, it looks like it's a really beautiful building, state-of-the-art building. To serve people who are either in a crisis pregnancy or for women's health care, right? And it's really women's health care. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. In Indianapolis, you have a particular location and a what would seem to be a rather strange neighbor for you.
Right. We just go where we believe our clients are. And women are driving past our building every single day trying to make decisions about, you know, whether they are, you know, going to keep their pregnancy. Sure. And so what we hope is that they see us first and stop by. And we provide counseling, what we call options counseling, talking about things like adoption and you know, what barriers there are to parenting. And then we offer them, of course, a free ultrasound. Every woman.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you're literally located next door to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully people experience a pregnancy would go to your place, not theirs. But just by virtue of the fact you're located there, somebody could easily, even if they were going to the other place, go there and come over and see you.
Sure, and that happens.
And they get a free ultrasound when they come to your place.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jenny Hubbard of the Women's Care Center of Indianapolis, Larry Kunkel, and Jim Rekastner of the Knights of Columbus in Indianapolis. I want to talk a little bit about the ultrasound and what kind of an impact that has for women in a crisis pregnancy situation. What kind of an impact does it have on them to have that service available to them?
So practically speaking, the ultrasound, first of all, tells a woman that there is a life growing inside of her, and it also helps her figure out how far along she is in pregnancy. We can kind of base it off, you know, a woman's last menstrual cycle and those things, but those are not always regular. And so that's one of the practical things that we do. But the big part of what we do, you know, the women we see are usually very early in pregnancy. They've just taken a positive pregnancy test, and they may not look pregnant. They may not even feel pregnant. But when you see your baby on ultrasound at just 9 weeks along, and you see the arms and the legs and all those features, and you get to hear that heartbeat, you can make a real decision. And that is what we are really trying to do at the Women's Care Center. We are trying to empower women and give them all the knowledge and let them see their baby and use all that information to make the decision that's best for her.
Now, are there any statistics on numbers-wise of people who maybe are considering abortion, then have an ultrasound, then change their mind?
Sure, it's high. It's up in 90%, up in the 90% area. So, you know, just seeing that, most women don't realize, they think that it's just a clump of cells. And so when you get to see there really is a heartbeat as early as 6 weeks, and you get to see all the features of your baby, that's pretty impactful.
Now, do you get to point that all out to them when you're there? I know you're a nurse, and you get to point, well, that little thing right there, that's the heart, and those little tiny hands and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I don't even have to. You can see the heart beating. That's pretty apparent. And I'll tell you what, women cannot believe it. It's very emotional. It's they're very, very thankful. Almost every woman who leaves us says, thank you so much. I just can't tell you what a difference this has made.
Sure. You know, the question I have is, you currently have an ultrasound, but you really need a second one.
Sure.
And I want you to talk about the people that you serve and why it's important to really have a second ultrasound in the building to help serve those who are coming in. Talk a little bit about that. We talked a little bit about that before we got on the air, but share with us about your clients and their needs.
So first of all, the Indianapolis Center continues to serve more women, like I said. more than anyone else. But and those numbers are growing. We've only been in Indianapolis a little over 3.5 years, and we are just seeing an increase every year by about 20%. We performed 2,992 ultrasounds in the last year, which was a 40% increase over the previous year. We have days where we've got a 2-hour wait for ultrasound, and you know, that's
two hours.
That's tough.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That is tough
when you're trying to get back to work or get your kids or other things. So, a second ultrasound machine would be really beneficial for us and our clients.
Now there was a day when, ultrasounds were kind of a luxury. They were new, and people who could afford the best, prenatal care would go in, and boy, you know, it was really something. But if you didn't have pretty good insurance and things, you probably just didn't get one.
Right.
And what is the cost of one now if someone comes in the front door and says, I need one?
Well, there's no cost to any of our clients. All services at the Women's Care Center are completely free of charge. Pregnancy tests, counseling with, you know, we have master's level counselors and social workers who will spend an hour or 2 hours, however long someone wants to talk. Ultrasound, of course, is free. And then we also offer classes so we can, you know, help build stronger families.
So we probably need to take a quick break right here, but we'll be right back to talk about the night's fundraiser, right? Car wash to benefit the Women's Care Center to purchase an ultrasound. So stay tuned. We'll be right back for more Faith in Action.
It's not too early to sign up for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. This year's dinner will be on Tuesday, October 2nd at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall near 71st and Keystone. Archbishop Charles C. Thompson will be our guest speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, some great food, and a chance to meet the staff and board members of Catholic Radio Indy. It'll be a great evening. Tickets are $65 per person or $450 for a table of eight. You can register online now at catholicradioindy.org. There's no charge for priests or vowed religious to attend. We'd love to have a table from every parish in the area. So go ahead, ask some friends, family members, or fellow parishioners. It's a great way to introduce them to Catholic Radio Indy. You can sign up right now at catholicradioindy.org or simply by calling us at 317-870-8400. That's 317-870-8400.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with our guests, Larry Kunkel and Jim Rekastner of the Knights of Columbus, and Jenny Hubbard, their director of the Women's Care Center of Indianapolis. And the Knights of Columbus has this fundraiser, this car wash fundraiser, babies and cars, right? We love them both. That's the little, what the flyer says.
Yes.
So how do you get a ticket, and it's crew car wash, right? So maybe Larry or Jim, if you could walk us through how to get a ticket, and it's also to benefit the Women's Care Center for an ultrasound. It's the ultrasound fund.
Well, the crew car wash program fits right into the Knights of Columbus mission, which is really what we're all about. We have four areas of faith, family, community, and then life. So as Jim mentioned a little bit earlier, this particular program is one that, you know, obviously fits in that life piece. And, you know, Knights of Columbus, we're very proponents of March for Life and 40 Days for Life, which takes place right next to the Women's Care Center out there. So as Jim and you know, some of the ideas that came and now this is realized, we have many ways that people can purchase tickets. They can purchase tickets through the Knights of Columbus councils that they have. Many of the parishes also, the Knights of Columbus are working with their parishes to offer those that way, and then also online. So we're trying to make it as convenient as we can. The online piece may be very convenient, and that's great. There is a promo code that that we can discuss here in a minute, but it has to be used to be sure that the monies, the purchase of the tickets, go towards this ultrasound machine.
So it's interesting that you mentioned about the mission of the Knights, because the Knights have been so supportive of so many wonderful things going on in our church. And would you mention those four key components of the Knights of Columbus in terms of your mission?
Yeah. Well, our mission hasn't changed. We've been around 136 years. It's about evangelization and charity. That's really the two key components. And then our four pillars are charity, fraternity, unity, and patriotism. So how do we live those pillars? It's through I mentioned faith, family, community, and life. There are programs which in each of those categories that help our members grow in their faith and also make a difference in the community. So the life area, again, is very important, because the Knights, obviously, we completely follow the teachings of the Catholic Church as far as respecting life from conception to natural death. So very important to us. So the Women's Care Center, I've been there a number of times. By the way, they have a First Friday Mass at the Women's Care Center.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
At 5 p.m. So it's a place of prayer. It's a place of prayer there, too. So, again, which fits into the faith, the evangelization, and being a good leader and example. That's what we as men, as Knights of Columbus members, we're called to be those examples and live the church. We've been known as the strong right arm of the Catholic Church. So we've got a lot of responsibility in that regard.
You have a big job, right?
Now, you're going to be raising funds to buy an ultrasound machine. What's an ultrasound machine go for these days?
They range between $35,000 and $40,000.
Oh,
so
not your typical Polaroid camera type of thing.
That's right.
So now this is going on throughout the month of September. So if you get your car washed at a crew car wash throughout the month of September, you have to either have purchased a ticket, either you could do it at your local parish through your Knights of Columbus, or you can go online. And where should we direct people to go online to get to buy an e-ticket, an e-ticket, right? So should you go to what is the webpage?
It's indianakfc.org.
Okay, so you can go to the indianakfc.org, and then you can find the appropriate crew and do it that way. Or I think, Jim, are we going to have it on our webpage too?
Right, if you go to the Catholic Radio Indy website and click on podcast, you can hear a podcast of this entire program, and as part of the description there, we'll also have a link right there. So if you're more familiar with CatholicRadioIndy.org, you'll be able to do it there. Click on podcasts, look for this program, Faith in Action. You'll see it there, and in the description of that, you'll see the link that they're talking about, and you'll get exactly the same place.
So talk about the ticket price and how the money's going to work in terms of how much is going to go towards the ultrasound fund.
Well, the physical tickets that you can buy at your parish, a number of parishes are going to have the car wash sale in the narthex or in the parish hall. We have two types. One is the basic wash, which will give you a clean car, and that's a $9 ticket. So the local council of the Knights of Columbus will get to keep $4.50 of that, which again gets matched by the Supreme Council, so you're back up to $9.
Wow, good deal.
And the works wash is the one where you get the car looks shinier when you're done.
Sure.
Better, more features. Is $16, and here again we get $8 of that, and the Supreme Council will match that $8, and we're back up to $16.
Wow. So really you're going to get a dollar for dollar, your investment of $16 or $9 mm-hmm. is going to go directly into the fund for the ultrasound.
That's right. Isn't that amazing? It's almost a no-brainer is the way I put it, because every dollar that you spend for these washes is going to go for that ultrasound machine. And you get a wash.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, some people get their cars washed, weekly or monthly or whatever, and mm-hmm. some people rarely ever. There was a time in my life where I rarely ever got a car washed, but for a deal like this, you're really just making a donation basically to the Women's Care Center and helping buy a machine and getting a car wash free as a bonus.
Yes.
So if I wanted to buy, let's say I bought 10 car washes, I could buy 10 tickets, right? And
that's
it would
right.
still go, as long as I buy the ticket in September,
that's right? Yes.
Then I could get car washes for the whole year, right?
Yes,
so as long as you buy the ticket in the month of September, you can buy as many tickets as you want. I mean, they could be Christmas gifts or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm.
They make great gifts. The hard copy tickets that we'll have available at the churches are custom printed, and it says right on them that the proceeds benefit the Knights of Columbus Ultrasound Fund. Wow. So when you give that ticket to somebody you love or somebody that you care about, they'll know what the money is going for when you bought that ticket. Now, we also have an online option,
mm-hmm.
and that way you can buy the basic wash, the choose two, the crew choose two, where you can add, you know, two of a number of different things, underbody wash and things like that.
Do they do the inside of the car?
No, they don't.
Darn it, my inside of my car is in desperate need of attention. But that's okay. I know going in there, it's just going to be the outside, okay?
Yeah, because they want you to get in and out, but the outside is going to look great.
No doubt.
And then the works. And then finally, they have one called the Ultimate Wash, which is $20. But they actually put a wax coat on the car too, wow. So you know, and polish up the tires and all that good stuff. So that's sort of like the top line. But you can get all four choices again if you do the online e-wash through the links we gave you a little while ago, or you can go to Crew Car Wash and go to their shop and pick the e-washes. But if you do, you have to remember one thing. We have to have a promo code to get the money to our fundraiser, and that promo code is 50231. When you go to check out online, you'll see a block on your screen that says promo code. And once again, if you don't enter the promo code, then all the money just goes to Crew. It's just a regular e-wash purchase.
And on the Knights of Columbus webpage, it does have the promo code right there. So if you didn't remember it or didn't hear it, you can get it that way on the Knights of Columbus. So go to the Knights of Columbus website, get the promo code, and then, you know, go to Crew if you're going to go that way.
Yes.
Any idea how many tickets you hope to sell or would like to sell?
We have a very limited supply of only 6,000 tickets.
and run out.
and, well, quite honestly, that's 6,000 throughout the metropolitan area.
So it
really is a limited supply. When people find out about the purpose, you know, just as you've mentioned, we have, you know, folks that are willing to buy 10. We had one fellow who's already committed to buying 50 tickets.
Wow. During the little break we took earlier, we were talking about the type of machine that you'll be getting. And I think people think they're familiar with an ultrasound. And as you mentioned, it kind of looks like a radar sweep with maybe some partly cloudy skies or whatever that was in the middle there. That's not what we're talking about, though.
No. The machine that we're getting that, you know, once we raise the money, is a 3D, 4D ultrasound machine. Now, 3D means that the image that the mom sees, the snapshot, looks like you're actually looking at the baby in utero. You see the face, the body features. Sometimes you see them smiling, etc. But and then the 4D is the picture's live video. So the baby is moving. You know, you can see the fingers, the hands, the mouth.
Baby sucking its thumb.
Baby sucking its thumb. You know, giving you the victory sign.
The high five, right?
Absolutely. So there is absolutely no doubt that you're looking at a live baby.
Jenny, what kind of when you perform an ultrasound on a woman, what kind of comments do you get?
Wow. you know, like I said earlier, I think people are just really surprised that so early in pregnancy that, you know, there's fingers and toes and all those things. As a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, we had a mom who was pregnant with twins, and the twins were hugging each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe even fighting a little bit. They were wrestling around in there.
Start somewhere.
Yep. But she could not believe it. It was It was tearful. It was shock. It was a lot of things.
What kind of an impact has it had, not only on the mothers that come in there, but on the staff and the volunteers that are there, and on yourself? You know, what kind of an impact when you see people come in and maybe change their mind about having a baby?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I don't know that there's words to even say. It is impactful. I feel lucky. I feel blessed to be able to do the work that we do. You know, sometimes a woman leaves and you think, you know, if it weren't for the Women's Care Center, what would have happened? And it's just it's emotional for the counselors and for the nurses and everybody involved. You really just know that you're making a difference every day.
Well, we hope that everyone listening will has a dirty car, and that they will, and even if they don't, that they will get tickets to support the Knights of Columbus Ultrasound Fund to benefit the Women's Care Center.
And let's slide in here in the last minute or so, all the ways people can get the tickets or get to participate in this program.
Well, once again, you know, look for a bulletin announcement, look for an announcement, a pulpit announcement, a table somewhere after Mass where you can buy the physical tickets. And also look at the Indiana KFC website or Catholic Radio website to connect you with the way to buy these online. You have to buy in September for the fundraiser to get the benefit of your purchase. And when you do buy those tickets, though, they are good at any crew car wash throughout the state, and they have no expiration date. So stock up now.
That's great.
And if you're buying online, they do need the promo code to be sure that the KFC and the Women's Center are the beneficiary.
Yes.
And the code was
50231.
50231. And if you forget that, call us here at the station, and we'll give that number to you.
Thank you so much for being our guest today, Larry Kunkel, Jim Recastner, and Jenny Hubbard. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.